Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. The best way to reach us and find out what we do is to go to our website at blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Before I bring on my guests, for the next couple of weeks, I said we're going to be promoting the Silicon Valley Heritage Expo. And this is an expo that's actually designed to transform Silicon Valley by bringing business and culture together to actually honor and celebrate our diversity. So if you'd like to know more about that, go to blackchamber.com or go to svheritageexpo.com. This is about transforming the way we see one another, and it's about bringing us together. We want to unite and rebuild America one small business at a time, starting at this year's Silicon Valley Heritage Expo. My guest today is Mr. Donald Totley. And man, I'm excited to hear about what he's doing. Donald knows, ever since I've been talking to him, I'm so excited about Safe Pass and what he's doing. But before we dive in, Donald, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk about you and dive in. And I know everybody wants to hear, but before we dive into what we're going to talk about, Safe Pass, tell us a little bit about who you are, Donald, like your background and how you got to where you're at. Because the one thing I will say that I love this quote I saw about you, biologist turned entrepreneur. Is that true?
Yes, it is. So just a quick background, native of Washington, D.C., born and raised in Southeast, always wanted to provide a service to the world. And I always had a vision that, you know, one day I will be in a position to really be able to help, you know. So I always wanted to find a business that solved problems. So the bigger the problem, the better the opportunity as I saw it. So when the pandemic hit, you know, I really saw this as my opportunity to, you know, make a difference and really bring all of my talents to, you know, kind of the forefront. So, you know, my background, I was a biology chemistry pre-med major. Initially started out wanting to be a OBGYN, but realized that I didn't like the time commitment related to being in the hospital and being on call. And I really wanted to do something where I could explore all of my talents, which, you know, also included, you know, business, and just the creativity. So just a brief background. I started off as a biology teacher, then became a real estate agent, real estate investor. Then when the market crashed, I created a sports social media platform that was similar to the Facebook of sports called iLink Sports. Later on, created a gaming mobile app called GameHawk, which was designed to link all gamers regardless of the platform that they played. And then transitioned into a beverage company. So, you know, I've always, you know, as I said, sought to solve problems. And when I saw opportunities, I've never been afraid to take that chance and delve into the unknown and gain knowledge, you know, because I understand that, you know, really knowledge is power. And so many times individuals think that because they don't have expertise in a certain area, that is their limitation. Where really gaining knowledge in that area that you don't understand, you know, alleviates all of that limitation. So this is one of the things that I understood, you know, early on. Mm-hmm. So even when the pandemic hit and, you know, with just the safe pass, mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid to take that chance and, you know, step out on faith and do something, even though my invention, I realized that from a scientific perspective, mm-hmm. you know, there are gatekeepers that, you know, have never approved of, mm-hmm. Like the far low UV light on, you know, humans. And then mm-hmm. even, you know, in the U.S., we're, you know, we're so concerned about our freedoms that we don't want to wear masks. So to, mm-hmm. you know, then to spray individuals with a vaporized hydrogen peroxide mist, I knew there would be challenges, mm-hmm. but I wasn't afraid to take on those challenges head on with the intended purposes of saving lives.
Man, you know, Donald, man, you sound like, and I think you said it earlier one time too, you're a serial entrepreneur. When I think about the background of the things you were talking about, your social media, the real estate investing, the game hog and all that, and now you're at SafePass. I mean, that is a person like you takes on those challenges. You're the perfect person to be a serial entrepreneur. So let me ask you a little bit about SafePass, though. SafePass, when I think about it, you know, tell me a little bit about how it works, because when I think about an intelligent disinfectant station, I try to get a vision of that. So can you paint a vision for our listeners? What is, you know, an IDS, as you call it, SafePass?
Okay, so it's a contactless device that starts with an individual approaching the station, and that we have a mass detection unit that will, one, detect that the individual is wearing a mask to adhere to the mask mandate, mm-hmm. and then it will take your temperature. Once an individual has met the mask and temperature requirements, then the hand sanitizing is dispersed. And then they will step into the station. Once they step into the station, a motion sensor will activate the station, and the far low UV lamp will come on, as well as the vaporized hydrogen peroxide mist will start to disperse a fog-like mist that's coming out at 200 PPMs.
Now, let me ask you a question. So is that like an automated process, or when they, after they go through the mask and they take the temperature and they get ready to step into the station, can they say, well, I don't want the mist on me today or whatever, or is that all just included in the whole process?
It is included, but the individuals that per unit can choose to omit the mist or omit the UV light, but it would require them turning off that feature for everyone that stepped into the station versus giving individuals the ability to determine what will be released.
You know, when you think of something like, when I think of something like that, is this appropriate for like a company to have, and would this be like at the front door of the company, or is this something that you think would be just at like airports or something like that? No. How do you
envision really, I envision it being used everywhere, from grocery stores, department stores, schools, businesses, factories, because what it does is it provides the first line of defense in helping to mitigate the virus. So what it does is it significantly reduces individuals' ability to transmit the virus, because we look at it as if every individual has 100% chance of transmitting the virus. So every time you step through the station, that chance is significantly reduced. So in most times the virus is transmitted through secondhand contact, you know, so individuals touching surfaces and another individual coming behind and touching that same surface. So we're able to mitigate that aspect of it. So essentially every business will need this. And we're in the process of also coupling this station with other technologies, such as a rapid response test. Mm-hmm. That if an individual could take that test and get an accurate result within a 30-second window, then they go through our station and they get that full body disinfection. Then everyone who's met those minimum requirements can now be in a location where a mask would not be mandatory.
Mm.
So that's our, you know, our hope with everything that we're doing.
Well, man, I'm sure our listeners are going to try to get in touch with you. I want to do this on both sides of the show, first half and the second half. How would people who are very interested in hearing and knowing more about this, Donald, how would they get in touch with you?
Okay, the first thing is to visit the website at www.safepassids.com. Then the second, if you want to send an email, you can send that email to support@safepassids.com.
Man, I love that. Man, this is going to be powerful. I have so many questions for you, but I want to leave it right there so I can get ready for the second half. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Bay Area resident, you're invited to the Silicon Valley Heritage Expo, Friday, November 20th. Enjoy virtual online shopping at the Bay Area's largest digital marketplace from the comfort of your home or office for free. It's family-friendly, technology-driven, and designed to support our local small businesses during this pandemic. So tell your friends, it's the Silicon Valley Heritage Expo, where business and the best of our cultures are on display. Google Silicon Valley Heritage Expo.
And now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Welcome back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. My guest for the day is Mr. Donald Totley, and he's got a wonderful invention. I love it. It's called SafePass. It's a intelligent disinfectant station, and I'm so excited to hear more about that. Donald, you know, we stop where people could get in touch with you, but you've done some pretty amazing things. When we were talking earlier about you were at the, you did like a White House demo, or tell me a little bit about that, because I was only imagining that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. So actually what we participated in is the White House initiative for HBCUs. So we actually partnered with the University of the Virgin Islands so that they could do research and development. And in conjunction, we're in the process of building a contact tracing mobile app. But during the White House initiative conference, we were actually featured. And this was the first time in history that a single product was featured by the NIH. Mm. you know, so it was.
Why don't you explain, Donald, for our listeners, NIH, why don't you explain who that is?
The NIH is the National Institute of Health.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So actually featured SafePass and saw it as an opportunity, an excellent opportunity to showcase how HBCUs and small businesses can collaborate to basically tackle the world's problems and at the same time then get involved in the contracting space with the federal government, which is a huge need for HBCUs in order to really be competitive and to continue to grow.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, I was just thinking about who your customers are, and you had said earlier it's for everybody, but you had shared something with me earlier. I guess you did some business with Floyd Mayweather. Can you share a little bit about that?
So Floyd Mayweather actually just purchased some units for his club. He has them in fight. So he'll be purchasing more for his actual gym. And then we're looking to also include those for the upcoming fight as well.
Mm. So if people are trying to visualize this, if say these machines are at the fight, so when people would actually come through the door, go through the machine and go through, you know, they go through that one part where they test the mask and you take your temperature And then you go to the station, they put the disinfectant on you and the mist and all that. When you come out of that, you are, even if you had COVID, right, you're just less likely to be able to pass it. Is that true?
Exactly. So if, as long as you're wearing a mask and you step through the station, then your body, we have a, the station has a 99.9% pathogen kill rate. So any virus that may have been on your body or surfaces would have been deactivated. So you would not be able to transmit the virus to anyone else as long as you have on that, that mask. So essentially what it, the station does is it really provides individuals with confidence in knowing that now they're in a location where everyone has met bare minimum these requirements. And you know, their temperature is normal, you know, whereas now individuals are in places where, you know, there's really nothing in place to really safeguard individuals and make them feel comfortable. You know, so everyone who has, you know, used the station and businesses have used the station have reported, you know, how their are appreciative that they are taking the steps necessary to make them feel more comfortable and secure.
Man, I like that. And your example of using it at the fight, I think just lays the groundwork. Can you envision this being like something at a basketball game or a football game to where now fans can come back to the game feeling like, you know, I go through the station, I keep a mask on, I'm less likely to get this disease. Do you think that could work like that, or is that your hopes?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we're in talks with a few of the NBA teams now, one in particular, that is seeing it exactly from that perspective. You know, so the hope is to really be, you know, see, we understand that this virus isn't going anywhere. You know, as much as we want to say and put our hopes on a vaccine, you know, anyone really with that scientific background understands that the 1918 influenza virus that killed over 30 million people is still around today with no vaccine. There's treatments for it, but there's no vaccine. You know, and individuals are still dying for, from it. So there's really no way that you can take a virus that is 10 times more complicated and the RNA of that virus replicates so much quicker, where we already have between 5 to 10 derivatives of that virus. And to formulate a single vaccine for 5 different variations of the virus that already exist.
Yeah. So this thing about somebody talking about a vaccine before November, it's a little bit ludicrous, you may say, huh?
I would say it was more, it's more base than scientifically based.
It's political.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, people's lives are at stake in this situation where, you know, we can't jeopardize individuals' health by fast tracking a process to bring to market a vaccine for millions of individuals.
Man,
you know, so it's extremely important to really do that due diligence and make sure that, you know, all of the tests is run through the appropriate stages. And, you know, when you introduce a vaccine, which I'm not opposed to vaccines. And I think in some instances they have been extremely beneficial, you know. So I'm not one of those that's saying vaccines are terrible, because that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that due diligence is necessary because, you know, if 10 million people die from a vaccine, no one can sue anyone. You're really just on your own. Sorry you died. You know, And that's really, so we have to be more responsible as scientists, politicians, and other people to make sure that we are doing what's in the people's best interest long term, because we've all seen products introduced to the market, chemical or medicines that in 3 years, you know, they list all of the adverse effects and how many people that they, you know, those medicines they've actually killed. So we just really just have to make sure that we are led by science.
I've always watched those commercials, and when they give the disclaimer on the things that it could do to you, I go, you know, I think I'd rather keep what I got because
the uncertainty. So
it's crazy, man. But I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things you're doing, because I want people to understand how that works. And when I think about that vaporizer, the peroxide, you said, was this hydrogen peroxide on clothes? And you feel like that somebody would step in there with a suit on, a cotton suit or silk suit or whatever. Would that mist, you know, have some bad effects on their clothes?
No. So the mist is actually coming out at 200 ppm, and it's a food grade hydrogen peroxide that is 99% water. So the dilution ratio is extremely small. So if you look at it from the perspective of, we use a 3% alcohol, I mean, 3% hydrogen peroxide to put on our open sores. Some people even goggle with this. That's 3%. Mm-hmm. We're using 200 ppm, which are the equivalent of saying, if that represented 3 million marbles that one will put in their mouth for an open sore, we're only putting 200 versus 3 million. Okay. So it's an extremely small amount, but that small amount is still extremely effective in killing the virus. So there will be no bleaching of the skin or no adverse effects from your the clothes, and even individuals that are asthmatic, hasn't been shown to have any adverse effect of walking through the station.
Man, that's wonderful. I want to ask you this, because you're on here and this is Silicon Valley. Are you looking for investors or partners? Who do you want? Who do you want when they hear this message, you know, and then we'll talk about how they get to you. But are you looking for investors or partners?
Well, currently, we're not looking for investors. We're looking for strategic partners that may have other technologies that we're able to couple with this, that could, you know, really enhance and help us achieve our ultimate mission of being able to save 1 billion lives. But at the current time, we're not looking for investors actively. More so, we're really just looking for customers that are looking to, you know, purchase a unit and really help mitigate this virus.
Well, I want to dive right into you giving that out again about how people can get in touch with you if they're a customer or strategic partner. Can you say how to get in touch with you again, Donald?
Yeah, once again, they could visit the website at www.safepassids.com, or you can send me an email at support@safepassids.com.
Man, I'm so excited about this, Donald. We're going to have to bring you back on again, man. You've been just a wonderful guest. Is there any parting remark you want to say before we wrap up the show?
The only thing, I really appreciate you taking the opportunity to, you know, bring me on and, you know, have your listeners exposed to, you know, just the SafePass system. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and just continue to, you know, spread the word and help empower small businesses.
Well, thank you, Donald. We're very happy to have you on the Silicon Valley Business Connections. And as I tell my guests always, stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.